Derek Warren here with Effingham County Sheriff Paul Coons. Thanks for joining me today.
Oh, you bet, Derek. I always enjoy coming up here.
Yeah, and we got a good topic we're talking about today, the medically assisted recovery program. So we talked about it a few months ago, and it was kind of just getting started at the beginning of the year. What are some of the changes that have happened there, or maybe some snags you've run into, and how has it progressed since then?
Well, you know, we have had some snags. We've had some changes because we really didn't have a playbook for this. We had never done this before, and I've mentioned before that this is a project we've undertaken that is outside of a police officer's wheelhouse, probably, because, you know, police officers, we deal with criminal law, we deal with traffic law. This is a little bit different, and there's no way, I'll say right up front, this thought revelation, you know, came to me long ago, there's no way that I could have done this on my own with my own experience or knowledge. We have a lot of participating partners in this program, people in businesses and facilities in the county that work with us to make this happen. But I love this program. I'm really excited about it because it is something different for us, but it's a chance to do great things, I think.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not me. I'm not doing great things, but together, this support group we put together, you know, I feel like we're going to make a difference in this community, even if it's just, you know, one person at a time.
Yeah, and you're giving people a second chance to get their life straight and to be productive members of society once they get out of whatever they're dealing with. That's always a great thing, to give people a second chance at being productive again.
Well, and that is the largest impact for the community. You know, it's great for the community, too, to give someone the opportunity to be a productive member. And to be a productive member, I mean, you don't need to be some kind of superhero. You know, you just support your family, have a job. You know, that's a big thing. I don't think when I was younger either that I really thought that way. Or it's hard for me to explain because I'm not articulate enough. But now I think as I get older, I realize how important that is and how we all make up this community and how we all benefit, you know, when things are going right in it and take responsibility for it.
Yeah, well, and this is a program to help them recover from whatever addiction that they've been on. And being in jail isn't always the best place for them to get better. As you've said in the past.
No.
But with this program, it at least gives them the opportunity because it's got to be a willing participant. You can't force them to do it.
Absolutely. And, you know, as we talk about this recovery process and what we're trying to do to help, I'll be the first to say that it's not easy and that we won't be successful every time. And I interview candidates that are in the jail about this program, and I tell them that we will help, and this is what we will do, but the responsibility is still all yours, and it's going to be hard. You know, I don't try to tell anyone that this is easy or that it works every time. We'll provide the assets we can, but it's hard. And, you know, too, I think something this program has done has raised my awareness to what addiction really is. I don't think before that I thought too much about that. You know, to me, a police officer, if a controlled substance, you know, was in the wrong hands or illegal drugs, there was a statute that covered that. But I never really thought about addiction. And that's been an eye-opener for me. You know, I know we're the police, and we enforce the law. But again, if we can turn even just a few people's lives around, and we have the resources to do that, we should. And the one thing that makes me so excited about this program is I am not taking time from police duties from criminal patrol or traffic patrol. I'm not taking assets from those areas to put in this Medicaid-assisted recovery. The money for the Medicaid-assisted recovery comes from the opioid settlement funds. So right. they're not tax dollars. Your tax dollars, my tax dollars, aren't being used for this program. That's money that, you know, we've been that our community is in the share, you know, has a part of this money, and we have to be responsible for it, and we have to report what we use this money for. But it's not tax dollars. That's another thing, and I think makes this a great program. You know, we're able. It takes time. It does take energy, yes, but gosh, the possible rewards are so great. Yet if we have these assets available or this funding available, I feel like we have to use it. I mean, we have to try to do our best with it.
Yeah, well, the county board meetings, whenever this funding was received, at least, they were trying to figure out ways to use it. And then this MIR program was brought forth as an idea to use these funds. And it seemed like everybody was instantly on board once they figured out what all it was going to do. So
yes.
It was the idea of this that for where this money was going to go, and that's how this all formed. It was really nice to see everybody jump on board with it once they figured out what all it was going to be doing.
Yes, and we absolutely had to have that. We had to have the people like Heartland Human Center Services, Gentle Care Consultants, and the probation office, and the state's attorney's office. We had to have all those people and many more on board because my biggest fear, failure, was not being able to utilize the funds effectively. And that's what all these partners have helped us do. You know, we started this program, but I would, you know, go as far to say as we don't do the bulk of the work with it. Because we have all of these other outside agencies that are committed, you know, to helping these people too. So,
yeah
I am really excited. We are still learning. You know, there are things that come up that I never even thought of, you know, that I wouldn't be able to envision. But, you know, this is a program that we provide to anyone in jail that has a substance abuse program that wants this help. We absolutely do not discriminate, you know, between anyone. But I do have sometimes people in custody that I can't just take out of the facility without some security concerns. You know, the easiest way for me to say it is we won't discriminate or withhold this treatment for someone just because they don't like us or just because they can be combative. I mean, I have to think of ways in which we could administer this program to such an individual, but we still do our best to administer it. I never thought of that before, you know, that we would have these problems. I never thought about the timeliness of getting someone screened by a counselor and then seen by medical staff and then started on medication. Those, you know, that this all needs to be done in a timely fashion so we get people helped while they're with us. But, you know, those are steps to go through that we've had to work on streamlining so that people can get seen and get started in the process. Because, you know, and I've said this before, with the Safety Act, we just don't keep people incarcerated like we used to. So if I have someone in the facility that really wants this treatment, wants to participate, I have to move fairly quickly before they get out and are gone. And, you know, maybe we miss some of that opportunity. And since it is a short program, or not short, but it's only been going on a short while, I don't have any data, so to speak. But I will tell you, I'm excited to say this, we do have people in the program right now, and I know I have one that is committed, that has gone through all the steps that we've asked and is on the outside now and going to counseling. So I'm really excited about that. This is a person that's been in and out of our custody, you know, a few times, and is, you know, not a kid anymore, but they are sticking with the program so far. So I hope that someday I'll be able to say, look, you know, with this, we've had one that has, you know, made it through the program and been clean and happy for, you know, 1 year, 2 years, whatever the milestone is. So I'm not ready to say that, you know, we've been successful, but we've got someone really working at it. So that excites me. You know, we're going to have a win, I hope, with this one. And we have more that, you know, are just started or are in the program. I know we won't be successful with everyone, but again, if we can, the few we do get will make a marked difference in our community, I think.
Yeah, yeah. As long as you get one person helped, I mean, that's a win moving forward. And we mentioned it before, but all these local entities that jumped in to help, I wanted to make sure to give them a shout-out because they're always, like you got Heartland Human Services and a few others in on this. They kind of volunteered, as far as I could tell, to come in and help you guys with this program.
Yes, and we had another doctor's office, and I'll maybe talk about this more at a later date because we haven't been able to get anyone to them yet. But another doctor's office, I think that's the right way to term that. It's an office with more than one doctor. But they actually contacted us and said, hey, we have a specialist that deals in this. You know, we would like to participate. Yeah. Which was great because I had one doctor's office before, general care, and they have been phenomenal. But they're one office, and they're you know, one health provider, and
a little limited in how many people they can
how
help
many
once.
They can take. Yes, so this is great. We are, you know, going to utilize this new agency, you know, as soon as we can, as soon as we get everything lined out and have a patient for them. So I'm excited about that. But yeah, there are a lot of people have helped with this. And, you know, a lot of people I bounce ideas off or get proper direction from, because again, it's not really my field, but yeah, this has been a great thing. And I have a year and a half left. When my term is up, I will retire, and it's time. It's time. I'm good with that, but I would really like to see this program strong and functioning and working before I leave. So we're working hard on it.
Yeah, getting it up on its 2 feet, as you would say, making sure that it can stand on its own.
Yes, exactly. Get some of the problems and shortcomings worked out so that it will continue to run for as long as we have funding or as long as it's needed.
Yeah, I don't know if you have any info on after this funding runs out, if where the funding would come from after that. But
well, you know, I don't know. That does concern me. You know, I do know that there is a standard of care that we have to provide medically. And I really think now the standard of care in addiction circumstances is to treat that medically. So we have a standard of care. Now, we go beyond that with this MAR program because we have the counselors and professionals involved that we can hand them these people off to or direct them to, you know, after they receive this medication. So we go beyond that, but still, you know, there's going to have to be, if nothing else, a better awareness of how we treat this problem.
Yeah, more awareness equals more avenues to help treat it. So,
yeah, yes.
That'll be the real question, though, if this continues. Maybe it can be linked with some sort of insurance for something like that. I don't know. I'm kind of just throwing things on the board now. But.
And we've looked at that, and Medicaid will oftentimes cover these medications. But I think the big thing is to be able to see when these problems, when people come in that may benefit from this, to be able to evaluate people, be able to get them to the right services. That is the big thing, and we are already doing much better at that. Cool. And another thing, in closing, once we get this started and running in the jail, I really think that if the program is in place, that we can help more people than that. It may be a lofty goal, but I would like to see this program expand beyond just people who are incarcerated. And I would like to see the goal being that no person in Effingham County who is suffering or has addiction should go without treatment just because they don't have the money to pay for it.
Yeah.
I mean, while these funds are available, I mean, what else? What better thing to use them for? So as soon as we get a little more comfortable, get things running maybe a little smoother, I am going to be looking to expand the program and take referrals, not for people to come in jail, of course, but for people to get into this program, and we can assist with this grant money to get them a health care provider and to help fund their medication if that's necessary, and to move them, towards recovery. So that's a goal of mine, too. It seems like I've got precious little time to accomplish that, but that's what I would like to see happen.
It's a great goal to have, and it helps people in the community, and it helps local businesses get involved as well and get their names in on it as well. So
yes, it's a win-win all around. Yes, we have a lot of help from the community on this.
Definitely. All right. Well, thank you again. I appreciate all your time.
Thank you, Derek.